quarter to six, and it is a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning.
A Win It Wednesday.
I don't know what that means.
You have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Chris Cruzy concert.
Excellent.
The guesses will go out after 7:15 this morning. We were 0-for-3 yesterday. The question is, Bill Clinton was the first president to do what? Nobody got it right. We've had a lot of guesses so far.
I'm afraid to answer that question.
It was not. Yeah, thank you. Somebody had guessed bowling and variety of
that
other.
That was Nixon, wasn't it? First bowling president?
Yeah, you know what it was? It turns out that Keith and Owen did the research. Apparently, Harry Truman had the bowling alley
Truman.
Put in.
Truman, okay. Right.
But, you know, maybe Nixon enjoyed using the bowling alley.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. He was a football fan, actually.
Huh.
He was a football. I remember seeing he actually submitted a play to Don Shula, who was the, back then, had the perfect season with the Dolphins. So.
Yeah, only perfect season, right?
Boy, the Patriots came close, though.
They did come close.
They did not lose in the regular season, made it all the way to the Super Bowl, and the Giants beat them.
Yep.
I like what Tom Brady says. He says, for people who want to argue that the NFL is like pro wrestling and it's scripted, he said, do you think I would have allowed them to script me losing two Super Bowls to Eli Manning and the Giants? No way.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Very true.
There we go. I prefer the non-scripted, although I got to say, last night, as a longtime Milwaukee Bucks fan, the suffering part kicked in.
Yeah.
They were down
the agony of defeat.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what happened?
I read bits and pieces, but fill me in.
They were down. I mean, again, they were down 3-1. Damian Lillard tore his Achilles, so he's out. So they're a huge underdog. But in regulation, they were up 4 with 50 seconds to go. Indiana forces overtime. In the overtime, Gary Trent was amazing. 4-5 on threes. They're up 7 with, like, under 40 seconds to go. Indiana hits a 3. They get a steal, a turnover from Trent. They get another 3-point play. They cut it to 1. Trent has another turnover. Halliburton scores. Bucks lose by 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds scripted.
That was not.
Feels like WWE right there.
No.
Comes right down to the wire. And.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, truth is stranger than fiction.
Indeed.
I mean, I had some dreaming. I overslept this morning, but you know, some of those dreams are so real, right? You just enter into them.
Yeah.
I
have that where it, like, pops back in later, some detail, and I'll be like, did that happen? Or, you know, and so later on in the day where it shows up, and I'm like, I wonder.
And isn't it true, like, different times, and I would say, in more recent times, like, real life feels like a dream, too. But then you cut yourself and bleed and go, that doesn't happen in a dream.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction these days.
I want to just express sadness over the AmeriCorps cuts. My friend Julie has been funded with some AODA work she has done. And it's been wonderful over the last couple of years. We've talked to her about it in the past on Chippewa Valley This Week. And she noted on Facebook that her AmeriCorps funding being cut, and that's a big headline at WEAU right now. So I express my disappointment and sadness about that. So.
For sure. Yeah, I saw an email from Beaver Creek last night as well, and they're having big cuts there because of this as well. And a number of, you know, I don't think people realize the wide-ranging negative effects this will have. And, and we're just seeing it with people we know face-to-face, and that's really hard.
It was okay, tell you what, we'll move on to John 17:25 today. Yeah, working through the final devotions and notes from the upper room. You wrote a book on John 13-17 for people who want to check that out. Either contact you locally or order it from Amazon. But then you've got a collection of devotions as well, about 130 of those. This one says, O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me.
And I wrote, people have a lot of ideas about God. Through the centuries, people and cultures have claimed unique knowledge of God. Generation after generation has interpreted Scripture to their own ends. The Pharisees had clear ideas about who God was, and they used Scriptures to back up their theology. They stressed the importance of lineage and impeccable law-keeping, but their ideas emerged from their fallen understanding of God and His Word. Over time, people have suggested that there is definitive biblical support for salvation by works, for slavery, for racial superiority, and for American exceptionalism. Yet all of these viewpoints are distortions of the truth. Jesus told his followers that he knows the Father, the righteous one, the only one who is right and true. He also said that this world does not know God. We may believe that our ideas about God are shaped by an untainted understanding of Scripture, but they are also influenced by our own cultures, biases, and proclivities. Despite our best intentions, our understandings of God on this side of heaven will always be skewed. Even the disciples who witnessed the true nature of God in Jesus had imperfect knowledge. In light of our limitations, humility is a necessary virtue.
Yeah, that last sentence I'm going to repeat. In light of our limitations, humility is a necessary virtue. Yeah. You might even say absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
All right, what's your closing prayer?
Yeah, it's, I wrote, Jesus, you say that in seeing you, I see the Father, but I confess that I am often gazing into a looking glass of my own making. Help me to see beyond my distortions, biases, and proclivities to your true heart that I might worship the real you and not some facsimile of my own making. Amen.
Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Do it again tomorrow here on WWIB. Win a Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show, and we want you to win. Win tickets to Chris Cruzy Saturday night in Stanley.
Yes, at the historic Stanley Theater. You and a guest getting to see Chris Cruzy and his band for free. If you don't win, get your tickets at stanleymovietheater.com. Again, it's coming up this Saturday. Should be a beautiful, beautiful day. So we want to put those in your hands if you can solve Tuesday Trivia, which is now Win It Wednesday, as happens very often. 715-723-2555. Give us a call. No penalty for wrong guesses. So if you can get through, keep on guessing. Here's the question. Bill Clinton was the first president to do this. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Bill Clinton was the first president to do what? It's not, again, some of these could potentially be true. They're just not what we're looking for with this. But it's not serving two terms, not the first president to use the White House bowling alley, not to play the saxophone on a late night talk show, not the first president to take money from Social Security to pay down national debt, not the first baby boomer president, though that is true, I do believe, not the first one to jog to McDonald's to get a Big Mac, not the first one to sign something digitally, not the first one to recognize the state of Israel, not the first U.S. president to be in office through the millennium. I think another guess was to recognize we the people. None of those things are what we're looking for. What was Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to do for a chance to win Chris Cruzy tickets this Saturday in Stanley?
Yeah, so let's hear from you on WWIB. We're a half an hour away from a hint. Typically, we've given you a night to sleep on it. So what did you come up with?
715-723-2555, 723-2555. And throw out a wild guess because you never know. Sometimes that can win you Tuesday Trivia or Win It Wednesday. It happened for Sherry from Whitehall the other day with peanuts. So, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy, go ahead.
Is it to bring a pet into the White House?
To bring a pet into the White House. It's a good guess. Halvo, did she get it? Are we sending her to see Chris Cruzy?
We're not. Sorry.
All right, call us back, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Always good to hear from Wausau at 94.3 FM. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori Reynolds.
And where are you calling from, Lori?
Wisconsin.
Osseo, all right. Go ahead.
First president to be married to a U.S. senator.
First president to be married to a U.S. senator. Is that what we are looking for? Is that the elusive answer to Tuesday Trivia? Now Win It Wednesday, Halvo?
She didn't become a senator until later, actually. So, sorry, that wasn't it.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate the call. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what?
And this is while he was in office.
715-723-2555, 723-2555 for two tickets to see Chris Cruzy with his band live in concert in Stanley, Wisconsin, at the beautiful historic Stanley Theater. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tammy from Wausau again.
Hey, Tammy, go ahead.
How about to be sued?
How about to be sued? First president to be sued while in office. Is that what we're looking for? Not it. Thank you, Tammy. 723-2555. If you want to guess, phone lines are open. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? Also, we have to start thinking about a clue. If we don't get it here, if we don't get it here, what clue will we give you? There's some possibilities out there. Again, we want you to win. We want you and a guest to be able to go see Chris Cruzy on Saturday. 715-723-2555. If we have officially stumped you this time, then we will think of a clue and be back after 745.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. We still have a pair of tickets for Chris Cruzy Saturday night at the historic Stanley Theater ready to give away.
Yes, the Stanley Theater bringing you this wonderful concert with Chris Cruzy and his band this Saturday. We have a chance for you to win two tickets. 715-723-2555. The question is this. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. To do what? 715-723-2555. As promised, at this point, we give you a clue. Yeah.
We're going to give you two. I'm going to give you one. Caleb's going to give you one. It is non-political. This is a non-political thing that he did. And Caleb?
This is from the year 1999.
Okay.
So if that helps you think, again, what's going on in the world, again, well, I'm not going to give more clues. We already gave two. But yeah, so this happened in the year 1999 that Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. And as Halva said, non-political.
Non-political.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. What was former President Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to do? 715-723-2555 to win two tickets to the Chris Cruzy concert brought to you by the Stanley Movie Theater, historic Stanley Theater in beautiful Stanley, Wisconsin, this Saturday. 723-2555 if you have a guess. And we had folks calling, and then they hung up after we gave the clue, which is sort of the opposite effect of what we were hoping.
I know.
715-723-2555. Non-political. Uh-huh. 1999 is when Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Now we've got somebody willing to give us a call. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott Chippewa.
All right, Scott, go ahead.
Played a saxophone on, I think, Tonight Show?
You know, that's been guessed several times, so we'll give you a bonus guess.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Okay.
That was yesterday. Any other guesses?
Got me. I can't think of anything.
All right. No problem, Scott. Oh. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jaden from Medford.
Hey, Jaden, what do you think?
First president to be born in the baby boomer generation.
That's actually been guessed as well, too. Would you like a bonus guess?
A bonus guess. I don't know. I don't have anything.
All right, no problem. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Non-political, 1999. What was going on in 1999?
Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. 715-723-2555. Again, we really want you to win these concert tickets to see Chris Cruzy, brought to you by the wonderful, historic Stanley Theater this Saturday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary Kay again.
All right, Mary Kay, what do you think?
Well, he was in the middle of an affair, but I think he was acquitted. Was he the first president that was acquitted?
Yeah, totally non-political, I guess. I don't know if that would...
I guess that's not political, too. Yeah. Is that what we're looking for?
It's not.
No, it's not. Thank you, Mary Kay. Call us back. 715-723-2555. I don't know. So, again, non-political, 1999.
We've got another hint ready for 8:15.
Yeah, we do indeed. 715-723-2555.
Think of just an ordinary American. What do regular folks do?
Yeah, regular folks. And thinking about, again, what was kind of happening in 1999. We're trying to ease you toward this.
Some of our listeners weren't even born yet. So.
Yeah. 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we'll come back after 8:15 and give you another shot at this with another clue.
All right, we continue on a Win It Wednesday with one question that's been stumping listeners across the WIB listening area for 2 days.
Yes, and the question is this. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? Former President Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do what? 715-723-2555. As always on a Win It Wednesday at this point, we start to stack clues. We gave you a few last hour.
We did. We told you that it is non-political.
Non-political, and also this occurred in 1999. Uh-huh. Former President Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this, to do what? And it happened in 1999, non-political. Non-political. And now we have another clue.
We do, and that is think Christmas.
Think Christmas. All right, think Christmas. Think what was kind of going on in 1999, I guess, kind of what was going on in your life and lives of others in 1999. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. And think Christmas. Think Christmas. We have two tickets for you to see Chris Cruzy live at the historic Stanley Theater this Saturday, May 3rd, brought to you by the Stanley Movie Theater. And we want to give you a chance to go with a guest. It's going to be a fantastic concert. But to earn those tickets, you got to solve this question no one's been able to solve yet. And that was, what was Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to do? Think Christmas, Christmas time, 1999, non-political, 715-723-2555-723-2555. We want the clues to help you, just making that guess.
I would think that we could solve it here.
I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope so. Again, think about things that go along with Christmas, and that might help you along the way. What was former President Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to do? Think Christmas and Christmas time and activities related to that. Think 1999. 715-723-2555-723-2555.
Calling out other listeners, Tammy in Wausau, Lori in Osseo, they've called earlier, Scott in Chippewa Falls, Jaden in Medford, Mary Kay. Hey, follow up. We've given you an additional clue here. Think Christmas.
Again, we've heard from Chippewa. We've heard from Fall Creek, Kennan, Withy, Baronet, Fairchild, Altoona, Ladysmith, Barron, Conrath, Hayward, Wausau, Osseo, and Medford. But you know what? This is for the honor of your community as well, if you can solve this. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale. What do you think?
He gave a Christmas message.
Gave a Christmas message. Was Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to give a Christmas message? Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Dale.
It's not, but call us back, Dale. You're welcome to 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Caleb. It's Beth Deitch.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
Hi, Beth.
Went Christmas caroling.
Went Christmas caroling. All right, people have, you know, latched onto the Christmas clue. Is it went Christmas caroling? Bill Clinton, the first U.S. president to go Christmas caroling?
That's not the answer we're looking for.
Not it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. We lost him. All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday, the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Eileen from Chippewa.
All right, Eileen from Chippewa, what do you think?
Did he light the Rockefeller tree?
Was Bill Clinton the first U.S. president to light the Rockefeller Center tree? Not what we're looking for. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Former President Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to do this. 1999 was the year.
Can I even say Christmas? Yeah, think Christmas and think just, I mean, regular people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy from Stanley.
All right. What do you think? I mean, Stanley, these Chris Cruzy tickets would be perfect for you.
Right?
Go ahead.
Was he the first president to possibly shop online?
Was he the first president to possibly shop online around that Christmas
time? What makes
you
think that?
That's the only thing I can think of right now.
Yeah.
Like 1999, first U.S. president to Christmas shop online.
You're going to a concert in your home city of Stanley at the historic Stanley Theater Saturday night.
Yes, indeed. Well done. Bill Clinton was the first U.S. president to go Christmas shopping online. That's kind of what was going on starting out in 1999. Good thought process. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, hang on the line, and we will get you those tickets. Again, Chris Cruzy live in concert at the historic Stanley Movie Theater. That concert brought to you by the Stanley Theater. And get your tickets at stanleymovietheater.com. It's coming up this Saturday. Don't miss out.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. In case you missed it, Amy and Stanley got the correct answer on our question over the last couple of days. It was, what was Bill Clinton the first president to ever do? And the answer was
Christmas shopping online.
Yeah, Christmas shopping online. And so she is going to the concert at the Stanley Theater coming up on Saturday night. Meanwhile, speaking of shopping, MasterCard and Microsoft want to make it easier for you to shop.
They want to make it easier to spend money, really, is the bottom line. It's like, I don't know that we need easier ways, considering how many people are in debt. Anyway, MasterCard has joined forces with Microsoft and other top AI companies to empower AI agents to shop online and execute payments for consumers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want that.
So it works like this. Users would chat with an AI agent and have the agent search for specific items, like, for instance, yellow running shoes in a particular size.
After presenting options, the AI agent can complete the purchase and suggest the most suitable payment method.
The idea is to streamline the shopping experience. In other words, to make it even easier to spend money that you might not have.
I mean, again, I can see upsides where it's like, okay, I don't have a lot of time and I know exactly what I want. But also, I don't know that I need to make it easier to spend money. I need to make it easier to save.
Right.